వందేహం శ్రీగురు.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 9th chapter, text number 22, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 29th of February, 1976, in Mayapur, India.
Translation: My dear Lord, the Supreme Great, you have created this material world of 16 paraphernalia, but you are transcendental to such material qualities. Or in other words, all these material qualities are under your full control. You are never conquered by them. Therefore, the time element is your representation. O my Lord, the Supreme, nobody can conquer over you, but so far I am concerned, I am being crushed by the wheel of time, and therefore I am surrendering fully unto you. And now, therefore, kindly take me under the protection of your lotus feet.
Saptam hi nitya viditātma guna sadhāmra kāla vasikṛta viṣijya viṣadga sakti చక్రే విశిష్టమదయ సరసోనుసారి నిస్పిడ్మాన ఉపకర్ష విభూ ప్రపన్న.
హే సెమ్ హే హి రిమిటెడ్లీ రిమైండెడ్ మాయా వ్యాట్ నిస్పిడ్మాన్ వ్యర్ బీంగ్ క్రష్డ్ బై ది వీల్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్ విస్ 16 spokes. We are being crushed. At the same time, we are thinking that we are very happy. This is called Maya. This is Maya's grace that in any condition of life, the suffering is very, very acute, but the living entity who is suffering, he thinks I will enjoy it. This is karma. You have seen that the pig eats stool. When we say, what is that? He's eating stool. But he is thinking that he's enjoying. He's thinking, he's enjoying. This is the covering influence of Maya. Prakhepatmika Shakti. Otherwise, how one can suffer? The worm in the stool is enjoying. If you take one worm from the stool and keep it aside, he'll again go to the stool. This is Maya. Prakhepatmika. ఆవరణాత్మికా శక్తి కావాలి. మాయా సుఖాయ భరవద్భవతో విభూనా కళ్యాణ్ మహారాజ్ విల్ స్పీక్ లెటర్ వర్సెస్ శోచి తథో విముఖ చేతస మాయా సుఖాయ భరవద్భవతో విభూనా. వైష్ణవ్స్ కన్సర్న్ ఇస్ హీ సీజ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్. Just like any common man can understand what kind of birth. Nana Joni Brahman Kare Kadabja Bhakkhan Kare. Very peculiar arrangement of the Maya. You see sometimes in the airplane, even Indian, they're eating the intestine of the hog. Indian. There is India. There is a preparation called Nafi in Burma. That preparation is made, every householder has a big jug at the door, and any animal dies,
it puts in them.
It is the bad smell so strong, if once open, that whole neighborhood will be polluted, bad smell. So they keep it for some years, and it is decomposed, the juice is coming, they strain the juice and keep it in bottle. That is called nafi. And when there is some festival, they give little, little, and people enjoy. So, nanajani bhraman kare, kadarja bhokkhan kare. When my Guru Maharaj was alive, we had one temple, one office in Burma, Rengo. So, when they were making puris with nice ghee, all the inhabitants will come. Oh, what do I do? What? Intolerable. The flavor of ghee was intolerable. And the flavor of nafi is tolerable. So nanajani bhaman kare kadarja bhakkhan kare. Very peculiar condition we are in this material world. But do not think that when Krishna comes, he also is subjected to this suffering. No. That is Ishita. It's like there are many patients in the hospital, infectious disease. But that does not mean the doctors who are treating them, they are also infectious. No, they are not infectious. Similarly, when Krishna comes, jada jada hi dharma sabgani bhavati bharata tadatmanam sijami aham. So he is not subjected to this mayic influence. He is not subject. Therefore it is said, tam nitya mujita atma guna. This material world is created by him. Composition of three material qualities, satagun, rajagun, tamagun. But he does not belong to any one of them. The Mayavadi philosophers, they think that when God comes, incarnation, he also accepts the sattva, and therefore the form is there. Their conclusion is the absolute truth is formless. So when he accepts a form of this material world, he accepts the sattva. And that is not the fact. He is above sattva even. Therefore it is said, nitya vidita atma guna sadhamna. He comes with his own spiritual energy, sadhamna. In the Srimad Bhagavatam also in the beginning it is said, dhamna nirasta kuhakam. Nirasta kuhakam. Kuhakam means illusion. The spiritual world, there is no such illusion. Are these three gunas. Therefore it is said, nirastabhu, akuhakam, sadhamna. In the spiritual world, there is no influence of these three gunas. That is in this material world. So, when Krishna comes, he does not become affected, or rather infected, with these guna. Nirguna, that is nirguna. Nirguna guna bhakti cha. He is bhakta of nirguna. Nirguna means spiritual guna, not material guna. When it is said nirguna, nirguna means without any material quality, that is nirguna. satsang hinitta vidita atma gunat sadhamna kala vasikrita. Kala, the time factor. We are under the kala. We conditioned soul, past, present, future, kala. Kala, time. Time has got three factors, past, present, future. So what is past, present, future for me, that may not be past, present, future for Brahma, or that may not be past, present, future for the ant. This world is relative world. My past, present, future is related to me. My limited span of life, say 100 years. So before 100 years, it is past. And after 100 years, it is future. And the present 100 years is present. But so far Brahma is concerned, his past, present, future is different. Our 43 lakhs of years multiplied by 1,000, his present day. That is his present day. Just like we have got this present day, beginning from 6:30 to 5:30. And the Brahma hasn't got such day. This 6:30 to 5:30 is 11 hours. And Brahma, this 11 hour means our 43 lakhs of years multiplied by 1,000. Sahasra yuga paryantam arhajyat brahmano vidhu. But in this way, relatively, simply one ant, his 100 years, he cannot imagine that so long period of man is one day. Everything is relative in our condition. But for Krishna, he is eternal. There is no such thing as past, present and future. Nitya Shashvata. We are also of the same quality, Nitya Shashvata, but under the condition of material nature, we are controlled, and this is going on by the time factor. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj is regretting, nispidyamana. I am being crushed by this time factor. But we are thinking it is all right. This is calling on. We are being crushed under this time factor, the wheel, time wheel. Which 16 spokes, senses, manasasthani indriyani prakritisthani karasati mamai mamsa jiva bhuta. These living entities, Krishna said, that my part and parcel, they should remain with him, that I, the fire and the spark, unfortunately have fallen down. And the result is nispidyamana, being crushed. So, if one is serious to be saved from this crushing process of time factor, then they should learn from Prahlad Maharaj, Mahajana Jira Ratasya Pantha. Then, what is that? Nispidyamana upakarsa, kindly pick me up. Vibho, you are Vibho, most powerful, the great, omnipotent. Yes, I am all right, but why shall I pick it up? Prabhalam, now I said, I rebelled against you, and I was put into this wheel of time, and suffering one after another life. Now I have realized that I am in a precarious condition of life. So nispidyamana, this is called human life. When one understands the animal life, they do not understand. what is suffering. The cats and dogs, they are thinking, they are living very happy. But in the human life, they should come to the understanding that actually we are not living happily. We are being crushed by the wheel of time in so many ways. Nispiddhamana. When this sense comes, then he is a human. Otherwise he is an animal. If he is thinking that he is all light, that is 99.9% people think that I am all light. Even in the most abominable condition of life, that like the hog and dog, still he is thinking I am all right. So long this ignorance will continue, he is simply animal. Jashyata buddhi kunapi tridhatu sadhikkalatra disubho vajjadi. This is going on. Atma buddhi tridhatte. This body which is made up of pavitra vayu, everyone is thinking I have this body. The whole world is going on. Simply we, a few members of the Krishna consciousness movement, we are going door to door and trying to convince them, sir, you are not this body. They don't care for it. I am this body. I am Mr. John. I am English man, I am American, I am Indian. You say I am not this body. So, very difficult task, the Krishna consciousness movement to push on requires great patience, perseverance, tolerance. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order, dinadipi sunichena, tarorapi sahishnuna, amani ramanadena, kirtaniya sadhari. So those who have taken to Krishna consciousness preaching word, they should always know that things are not going to happen so easily. Maya is very, very strong. Very, very strong. But still, we have to struggle against Maya. It is a declaration of war. Maya is keeping the living entities under her control, and we are trying to save the living entity from her control. That is the difference. Kāno vasicita vasidya visarga sakti. This sakti, visarga sakti, is very, very strong. But it is under the control. Although it is very, she is very, very strong, but she is under the control of Krishna. Maya dhakshena prakriti svayate sa characharam. Although prakriti is acting so wonderfully, very, very, great task she is performing, then immediately the cloud comes, now it is so bright, within a second a very big dark cloud may come and cause devastation, immediately. That is possible. These are the wonderful activities of Maya. But still, she is under the control of the Supreme Personality of God. We see this sun, so big, 1400,000 times bigger than this earth, and you see morning, how quickly it gets up, like this, immediately. The speed is 16,000 miles per second. So how it is being happened? Jashāgvayā bhramatisam vṛtakāla chakro govindamādipurusam tamaham. It is being done under the order of Govinda. Therefore he is Vibhu. He is great, but we do not know how great he is. Therefore he foolishly accepts some pretender, some fraud as God. We do not know what is the meaning of God. That is going on. We are fools, andhāyathādhairupaniyavāna. We are blind, and another blind man leads us. I am God, you are God, everyone is God. But God is not like that. Here it is said that God is He who karam basitita visidya visarga sakti. He keeps control over the time factor and the creative energy. That is God. God is not so cheap that we'll find here and there. God is everywhere. That's a fact. But that is partial manifestation of His material energy. This is ekamsena sito jagat adhama bahunaitena kingyatena tamarjana vishtabhya aham ekamsena sito jagat. He is there. Andantarastam paramanuchayantarastam. He is within the atom. So, when the same God, Sattam, He comes, the foolish person, they think that Krishna is like one of us. No. Abhijananti maga murha, one who thinks like that Krishna is one of us, is like a human being like me or you, is murha. Param bhava vajana. He does not know what are the activities of God, what He can do, what He can undo. So anyway, he, by reading all these literatures, explanation given by God Himself, we come to our senses that He is so great and so merciful that it becomes possible to surrender unto Him. So for a fortunate person, it takes even a second. Because God Himself says, sarva dharma parityajya mam ekam saranam vraja. Aham tva sarva papebhyo moksha iccami. So if one is intelligent, he takes immediately. Oh, it's so nice. You give me all protection. Let me surrender. Business finished in 1 second. But if he's a rascal, he wants to search out, make research work, then bahunam janonam, see, after many births, if he does. The best thing is, Prahlad Maharaj says, prapannam, Arjun says, prapannam, sadhimana prapannam. This is what. We surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna and be saved from these clutches of Maya. Thank you.